Harper Audio presents The Marriage Bureau, the true story of how two matchmakers arranged love in wartime London by Penrose Holson, performed by Jane Copeland. Prologue. By a marriage bureau? You and me? You must be joking. No, said Bill. I'm totally serious. You can interview the clients and do the matchmaking. You're very good at that, I know. And I'll do the finances and the advertising. Come on, let's do it. So we did. In 1986, after a motley career in writing, editing and teaching, I found myself, aged 46, sitting in a cramped little office in a seedy alley off Oxford Street, nervously awaiting my first client as proprietress of the Catherine Allen Marriage and Advice Bureau. KA had been founded in 1960, modelled closely on the marriage bureau established by Heather Jenner and Mary Oliver in 1939. In 1992, faced with a 700% rent increase, Heather Jenner's daughter asked me to take over her clients, so two small, eccentric, individualistic institutions became one. Their story begins in Assam, northeast India, in 1938. 1. Audrey's uncle has a brainwave. In 1938, farmer's daughter Audrey Parsons was staying with her uncle, a tea planter who managed a remote plantation in the hills of Assam. Audrey was 24, pretty, petite and fragile-looking, with a pink and white complexion, dark hair, big brown eyes, and an infectious laugh. 6 years earlier.